Okay, okay, we'll do this in a second. Learning schedule, Bainas Manim, you want to learn right away after davening because you want to make sure you have an hour of learning in and then work out the rest of your day later. I tell people, if you're in the States, don't go home for breakfast. Once you're home for breakfast, then you
watch Sports Center.
You watch Sports Center, have a couple of bowls of cereal. You might read the newspaper, which no one does anymore. You take out your smartphone, you check the news. The sports page is not bad. Correct. Correct. Hold on. 6 hours later, listen carefully. Jack's saying 9 or 10. That's what Jack is saying. Listen carefully. This is a big deal. 6 hours later, you've done no averas, hopefully, but you've wasted your whole day. It happens all the time. Is that clear? So you want to avoid that. So don't go home for breakfast, and that's why I said get a Danish. Get a Danish. That's why I said that they made Tropicana orange juices to take with you. You get a little Danish, a Tropicana, you stay in shul, or in another version of the book. What did I use? The other version of the book? I put Snapple in. What is Snapple? Snapple is a regular iced tea with a drop of a different taste. They make a funny top, it goes boop when you open it. And they made $1 billion. It's unbelievable. And that's Snapple. So the question is, this is the question of life. The question of life is, why does Snapple exist? Why does it exist? I mean, it's basically iced tea with a drop of extra taste and a boop when you open it. Oh, and you ping the bottom. It's unbelievable. No. Listen, I'm making fun. I'm not making fun. That's what they did. They found their marketing tool and they did it. Snapple exists so that Jack Hartstein is going to buy a Snapple and he's going to go to shul in the morning, bring a Danish or bring a something, maybe a healthy thing, and a Snapple. After davening, he learns in shul for an hour before going home. That's why Snapple exists. Snapple exists for that little thing. I'm not kidding. Well, I'm sort of kidding, but... Anyway, okay, that's it. So that's the answer for Bainas Manim. You got to do it right away in the morning. It's crucial. Okay, now, let's begin. But again, people need a break, and everything depends on what's in your mind. If what's going through your mind is, I need a break now, and therefore I'm taking a short break, and I'm relaxing a little so to learn strong later, then it's all a shame shemayim. All right, guys, here we go. I really maintain that what we deal with things are the most important things because, so guys, the tefillah thing, you have to know what you're saying. Listen, we daven a lot, hopefully, and if we know what we're saying, then we have a chance of having kavana and really having a good intent in our davening. That's why it's great to have an art scroll sitter. The art scroll sitter is not good. The art scroll sitter is great. It helps you. The translation, the comments on the bottom. Art school changed the world. Art school gives all of us a chance to understand what's going on. So I want to go through today just the basics of Haneros Halolo and Mo Sur. Haneros Halolo and Mo Sur are fabulous tefillahs, and just to know the basics. Now, Haneros Halolo. Haneros Halolo is said every day as you're lighting candles. And we discussed halacha l'maisa. Haneros Halolo is a very old tefillah, goes back at least 1,000 years, it goes back more than 1,000 years. And Haneros Halolo is supposed to be said in conjunction with candle lighting. There are two customs, it's in the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah, there are two customs regarding Haneros Halolo. One custom is, you say the brachos, you light the candles, and then right when you finish lighting the candles, you say Haneros Halolo. The other custom is you say the brachos, you light the first candle, and then as you finish lighting the candles, you say Haneros Halolo. Those are both customs. You follow your family custom. What's the idea behind the custom? That Haneros Halolo is mamish part of candle lighting, together with candle lighting. Why? Because the mitzvah is to publicize the miracle, so you want to describe what you're doing. I'm lighting candles now, I'm publicizing the miracle. What am I publicizing? So let's see. Haneros lo anu madlikim al hanisim, because of the miracles that Hashem did for us. Ve'al niflos, another word for wonders, for miracles. Ve'al achuos ve'al muchamos, that Hashem saved us and on the wars. Now, so this is interesting. Why do we thank Hashem for the wars?
Talking about the Chashmonaim.
What about the Chashmonaim?
That
they defeated him.
Correct. So that's the pashup shot. But yeah, the pashup shot. The pashup shot is what Mr. Lyon said. Is that Mechamos means that the military victories that we had were also miraculous. So we're lighting the candles. God, you did a miracle for us. You had the candles last for 8 days. That shows us that you were helping us all the time, and even the Mechamos. So we're thanking Hashem for the military victories. Here, are we from the art school? They quote from one of the Achronim. To emphasize the miracle of the lights provided proof that the military victory were as much a divine miracle as the miracle of the oil. From the nes of the Pach Shem, and you appreciate that the military victory is also from Hashem. So Mechamos means, thank you Hashem for the successful military victories. That's the you gave it to us. That's the Pashup shot. Because in other words, you don't thank Hashem for wars, really. You thank Hashem for winning the wars, that He helped us in the wars. So we're going to go with that as the Pashup shot. Thank you Hashem for that we won the wars against them. Shashisa Labseinu, Bazman Hazeh. Bayimahim means in those days, meaning you did the miracle back then. Bazman Hazeh, during this time of year. Right, that's the Pashup shot of Bayimahim Bazman Hazeh, that it's the miracles you did for them at this during this time of the year. Okay, now Ayinei Kanecha Kedoshim through the Kohanim. Now guys, here's the thing. V'chol Shmonas Yimei Chanukah Hanerus Halolu Kodeshim, they're holy. V'ein Lanu Shus L'Ishtemesh, we learned this, it's usher to use the Ner Chanukah. So one reason you say Nerus Halolu is to publicize, is to declare why you're lighting, and to discuss the miracle that you're publicizing. The other reason we say Nerus Halolu is for this, to remind ourselves of the halacha. You're not allowed to use the Nerus Chanukah for personal use. That's what these words say. We learned that. Why? Why not? Because the Ron explains, the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah was established corresponding to the mitzvah of what? Lighting the Neros in the menorah, in the Beis HaMikdash, and those were usher to use for personal use. So therefore, it's usher to use the Ner Chanukah. So if you can't see in the room you're in, you're not allowed to take your sitter and lean over to the Ner Chanukah to see. That's why you light a shamish. That if you are getting hana, you get hana from the shamish. Let's say a candle goes out and you want to relight your, let's say you're the third person lighting and your shamish blows out. So you're going to relight your shamish. So you relight your shamish from somebody else's shamish. You don't relight your shamish from what? From what? From somebody else's candle. So you're not going to use it for any personal use. Ela l'rosa bilvad, just to see it. You just look at them and you're reminded of the miracle. Why do we do this? Kidei lahodos, to thank Hashem and praise Hashem, l'shimcha ha'gadol, al nisecha, al niflosecha, the miracles you did for us, that's the Pach Shemen, the wonders you did, and Yeshua Secha, that you saved us, we won the war, you saved us from the Greeks. So that is Haneiros Halalu, that's just the Pashup Shat. So again, we say Haneiros Halalu for two primary reasons. Number one, the mitzvah is to publicize the miracle, so we describe the basic miracles. Number two, it's us to use the candles, so we declare it's us to use the candles. We have to remind ourselves that the Asquith quotes. He says, I'm quoting the Asquith, here we go. The recital of this prayer serves to make the miracle known, presuming Nisa, and as a reminder that these lights are sacred throughout the 8 days of Chanukah, and we're not permitted to make ordinary use of them, but only to look at them. That's the Shluch. And what's the purpose of these two things? To praise Hashem and thank Hashem for the miracles He's done for us, and He saved us. Again, on Chanukah, we're thanking Hashem for two things. The nes of the Pach Shemen and the military victory. Okay, that's the Pashup shot of Haneiros Halalu. And the little vort we said was Mechamos. Mr. Lyons explained correctly that the Pashup shot of Mechamos we're going to go with is thank you Hashem for helping us in the wars against the Chashmonaim. Okay, so Mr. Hartzin is correct. So one shot is, let's look at the translation. Hashem did miracles in those days at this season. So we'll call that the Pashup shot. That's one pashup shot. Vayimahem bazman hazeh. Okay. Now some people have the letter uvizman hazeh. Now we don't have the letter uvizman hazeh, but if you have that letter, so that clearly sounds like your pshat. Miracles for us in those days and at these days. So let me read. Here we go. Here we go. I'll read here. This is from the Siddur of Epsadigon. Just as you have done miracles for the early ones, so you may do for the later ones and save us in these days as you did in those days. So that's another pshat in the Bazman Hazeh, that again, even if you don't have the U, that could be a second pshat that some of the Sfarim say, that to do miracles for us by Mimahim and Ubizman Hazeh also, that the same way you came down and helped us in a special way then, help us in a special way now. Correct? Here we go. Now, Mo Asur. Guys, Mo Asur is a beautiful tefillah. It's a beautiful song, and we sing it. We should know what we're saying. Mo Asur captures what Hanukkah is about. Because Mo Asur tells you that Hanukkah is about forever. Hanukkah is about Nitzchias. Hashem was always with us and will always be with us until the Mashiach comes. V'imher b'yameinu. Amen. That's Mo'osur. That the letters on the dreidel, Nun Gimel Shin Hei 358, the gematria of Mashiach. Okay, let's read Mo'osur and just see what the words mean. And there are six stanzas in Mo'osur, and the fifth one is about Hanukkah. We'll go backwards. The fourth one is about Purim. The third one is about Golus Bayis Rishon. The first one, and being saved from it. The first one is about leaving Mitzrayim. The second one is about Yetzias Mitzrayim. And, okay, so let's go. And the sixth one is about Mashiach. Okay, Molos Tur Yeshuasi. So Hashem is our Tzur. Tzur is one of the names that we use, the names of Hashem in a sense. Kaviyachol. Hashem is my rock. He's my stronghold. Yeshua Si. Of my salvation. So that's we're talking to Hashem. Mo Tzur Yeshua Si. Oh, mighty stronghold of my salvation. L'chon Esh L'shabeach. Hashem, we're going to praise you. Why? Tikon Beis Tefilasi. V'sham Todah Nezabeach. We ask Hashem, rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, and we will offer a Karban Todah in the Beis HaMikdash. In other words, on Hanukkah, what happened on Hanukkah? On Hanukkah, we got back control of the Beis HaMikdash, we built a new Mizbeach, we offered Karbanos. So we start by saying, Hashem, you'll see in a second, we're davening Hashem, give us back the Beis HaMikdash, and we'll offer Karbanos. Let's finish. Le'ez Pachin Matbeach. When you prepare the slaughter, killing of Mitzar HaMenabeach, our enemies. Mitzar HaMenabeach is a way of saying our enemies. Then we're going to finish with a song, the dedication of the altar of Hanukkah. In other we start Mo Sur by saying, Hashem, rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, bring the Mashiach, so that we can complete the song of the Chanukah HaMizbeach. Moshe Rabbeinu dedicated the Mizbeach in the Midbar. The Chashmonaim dedicated the Mizbeach on Hanukkah. But it wasn't complete because it didn't last forever. So Hashem, just like you helped then and you helped on Hanukkah to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, so the first paragraph of Mo'osur, we're davening for the reestablishment of the Beis HaMikdash, so we can praise Hashem and thank Hashem fully, the full praise of Hashem, about the Chanukah HaMizbeach. You got it? That's number one. So we're starting by asking for the building of the Beis. We're going to get to that at the end also. Next. Rosav Anafshi B'yogun Kochi Chila Chayim Rebekosh B'yishim Al-Khazeku. This is talking about Shibud Mitzrayim. Shibud Mitzrayim. That my nefesh, my soul, Sava means to be full of, ra'os, bad things. I had a lot of tzaros. B'yagon kochi chila. My strength, kochi, was consumed by grief. When? Chayayim er b'koshi. Maror is always the word used. Bitter is the word used describing Mitzrayim. By maror is chayayim. B'shibud Malchus Egla. When we were enslaved in the kingdom of the calf. The word calf is a reference to Mitzrayim. That's what it says here in the Sfarim. It says in Yirmiyahu that Mitzrayim is compared to an Egla. So Malchus Egla means Mitzrayim. Hashem, oh, I had a lot of sorrows in the Shibud Mitzrayim. It was so hard. Uviyado HaGedola. With your great hand, where do we say Yad HaGedola? See, when you write it, that's all poetic. Vayar Yisrael is Yad HaGedola. That's by Mitzrayim. It was in Davening. That's the phrase, Yad HaGedola. That's from Davening. Right from the Pesukim. Uviyado HaGedola. Hotzias HaSkula. You took the chosen nation out of Mitzrayim. Chelpar Bakolzer Yad HaKebim Suva. Paro's soul army. And all of his descendants, all of his, you know, so many Mitzrayim, they went like a stone down into the deep. They were drowned in Kriyas Yamsuf. Okay, so we start by saying, Hashem, we daven for the future, for the Mashiach. Then we say, Hashem, you've been with us forever. Hanukkah is not like a one-off thing. Hashem's always been helping us. So first there was the Shibud in Mitzrayim, and it was terrible. And then Hashem saved us. So the second paragraph is about Shibud Mitzrayim. You got it? So far, so good. Next paragraph. Now, this paragraph is about the Golus from the first base of Mikdash. Devir Kachu Heviani, the Gam Sham Lo Shekatavim. To the Devir means a home. Kacho of the Holy One. Heviani. You brought me to the Holy, to the home of your Holy One. You brought me to the first base of Mikdash. Good, we had the first base, Hamikdash. But Gam Sham Lo Shekatavi. Even there it wasn't quiet. I had Saras. Uvano Geis Fihiglani. No Geis is an oppressor. Put me into Golis. Higlani put me into Golis. Kizarim Avadati. This is important. Because I had served other gods. This means we're punished because of Averis. So don't forget that. We're punished because of Averis. Kizarim Avadati. The reason why we had Golus Bias Rishon is because we worshipped other, we were doing other Avodah Zarah. V'yein Ra'al Masachti, Kimat She'avarti. It's a hard thing. V'yein Ra'al Masachti, I had drunk a certain type of wine, Kimat She'avarti. So here's what they explain. This means, we drank the wine of sin, and our senses became numb. That's one shot how the art scroll explains it. V'yein Ra'al Masachti, I drank the wine of sin, Ra'al. And Kimat She'avarti, this is a very hard phrase. I had scarcely departed from my homeland when I was saved. In other words, some say Kimat She'avarti is referring already to Hashem saving us. I drank the wines of sin and I got in trouble. And then right away, only 70 years later, you saved us. That's one shot that they give here. Kimat She'avarti. And others say, Kimat She'avarti means, I almost perished. Meaning because of drinking the wines of sin and we were being punished, I almost was avarti, almost was taken out of the world. I almost perished. Okay, one second. Keitz Bavel Zerubbabel, Keitz Vimnoshati. Oh, the end of the Golus Bavel. Zerubbabel came and helped us. Zerubbabel was part of helping to rebuild Bayesheni. At the end of 70, Noshati. So the third stanza is about the Chataim that led to Golus Bayes Rishon. And Hashem saved us there too. So the first stanza, Hashem rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. Chanukah is not a one-off thing. We want to get the Beis HaMikdash back. And we'll sing to you fully then. Stanzas 2 and 3 and 4, you're always with us. You were with us in Mitzrayim. You're with us in Golus Bavel. And now we're up to number, stanza 4. Stanza 4 is Purim. Kiros Komas Birosh Bikesh Agagi Ben Hamdasa. Agagi Ben Hamdasa, that's Haman. Kiros Komas Birosh Bikesh. What does that mean? He wanted to kiros, to cut down the tall... Barosh is a type of tree. That who's that? That's Mordechai. That Haman wanted to kill Mordechai. The word Barosh is a remez to Mordechai. It's a type of tree, and it's mentioned in Yeshaya Perek Nun Hey. So this is a reference that Haman wanted to cut down the tall, strong Chashiva Berosh, Chashiva Mordechai. He wanted to kill Mordechai. But what's the it? His plan to kill Mordechai snared him, killed himself on the same tree. And his great arrogance, his gaiva, was stopped. Nishbasa means to be stopped. So the same tree that he wanted to kill Mordechai, he was killed on instead. Rosh Yeminini Seisa. The head of Binyamin, you raised up. The head of Binyamin, you raised up. Mordechai was called Ish Yamini. And his enemy, his name was erased. Haman's name is erased. Rov Banav Kinyanov Al Eitz Talisa. And Haman and most of his kids were hung on the tree. Now, Kinyanov is an interesting word. It sounds like they hung the possessions on the tree also. But that's not the Pasuk shot. It means that his possessions were all destroyed as well. They didn't hang the possessions. So stanza number four is, Haman tried to kill us and Hashem saved us as well. There's a theme developed. What's the theme that develops here? Hashem helps us.
We sin and then Hashem helps us.
Correct. And Hashem helps us in all of our goluses. He helped us in Mitzrayim. He helped us in Bavel. And he helped us by the Nes of Purim. Next. Finally, we get to Hanukkah. The Greeks gathered. Oh, we'll sing in a second. They poked holes in the walls of the base of Mikdash. From the remnant of the flasks of the jugs of oil, Nas and Ace Rashashanim, and Ace was done for the roses. The roses is a reference to the Jewish people. If you look in Shir HaShirim, sometimes the word Shoshanim refers to the Jewish people. Shoshan. Now, B'nei Vina, Yimei Shmona, Kavashir, B'nei Vina, not bad, Yimei Shmona. So the men of insight, who are that? The Torah leaders. B'nei Vina means the Torah leaders, like Rashtaimans, that's all. The leaders. 8 days. They established 8 days of song and celebration to Hashem. So that's Hanukkah. That's Hanukkah. By the way, there's a grape shot here. It's in my book. It's from Rav Shmuel Rozovsky Zatzal. What did I say yesterday? I said yesterday that why are there 8 days of Hanukkah? You celebrate 7 days of miracle, and then from the 7 days of miracle, you appreciate that even the first day, which is the natural day, is also from Hashem. Now that takes thought. That takes a little thought. Like, think about it. Oh, Hashem changes nature. That means Hashem controls nature. That means when it runs naturally, it's from Hashem. So in general, out there in the Hebrew land, in the words, Bina is when you understand one thing from another. Bina is more than just regular knowledge. Bina means to understand one thing from another. That's a Pshat B'nei Bina. Since they understood one thing from another, that's why it's 8 days.
Psst. There's so many 8 days shots.
Yeah, there are many. Because that's a nice, yeah, B'nei Bina, that's in my book. That's from Rav Shmuel Rozovsky said that. B'nei Bina Yimei Shmona Kavei Shirunam. Now, finally, we end like we begin with a direct tefillah, Hashem, bring the Mashiach and end the Golas. Here we go. Chasov Zroa Kachecha, reveal your holy arm. That's a symbol. That's a symbolic way of saying Hashem, reveal your strength and save us. V'karev Keitz HaYeshua, and hasten, bring quickly the end, meaning that the end of our difficulties. Bring the salvation. Keitz refers to the deadline. So bring our salvation. Nikom nikbas avdam avdecha shfuch me'em arishah. Take vengeance about the blood of your servants that was killed by the evil nation. Ki archo lanu hayeshua ben ketzim ara. It's been too long that the salvation hasn't come. And there's no end to the difficulties here in Golus. Now which Golus are we talking about? Dechei Admon. Admon means red. The Pashiv Shad is that's Edom, that's our present Golus. Rome is always compared to Edom. And right now we are in the Golus Vayesheni from Rome. So we are considered now to be in Golus of Edom. That's the Golus we're in Golus Edom. So when we ask Hashem to bring the Mashiach, we say, Hashem, push off Admon, push off the Edo, push off the Golas of Rome. Bitzel Tzalmon, that's an interesting phrase that says here, to the nethermost shadows. Push them away to like the deepest, deepest depth. It's a poetic. Meaning Hashem, take Edom and push them to the end of nowhere to get rid of them. Hakeimlanu Roim Shiva. And establish for us the seven shepherds. What is that? The seven shepherds is referring to Micha Perikei that talks about the seven shepherds who will lead us. When Mashiach comes, the Gemara talks about who it's going to be. Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, David HaMelech, and others. And no, not Dushbizen, not Dushbizen. Correct, Sukkah 52B. And this is the Tzvila. So, guys, Mo Sur is about Nitzchias. Hanukkah is not a one-off deal. Hashem is always with us. He was with us back then. And he was with us in Hanukkah. He is still with us, and we ask for Mashiach to come now. This is beautiful. Mosur is great.
Who wrote it?
Who's Nitzchias? So it says Mr. Shalach. It says somebody saying Mordechai. It was written in the time, I think, of the Rishonim. They say here that it's who wrote it? The date seems to be the mid 13th century. That's the Rishonim. And the last one was added later, apparently. We'll do Yevanim, then we'll do Chasav Zro. Yevanim, Yevanim, Yikrit, Suvalach,
Yeah. Yeshua,
to beat that, guys.